And this is VPR. Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. The Valentine's Day storm has snowmobilers rejoicing. Until recently, conditions were marginal in many areas of the state. But with last week's snowfall and the new storm, groomers with the Vermont Association of Snow Travelers have been scrambling to get the trail system ready for riders. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
VAST's interim executive director, Matt Tatro, says the school vacation week timing is ideal and it should be a good weekend.
Probably when a lot of the grooming fleet has been out and has had a chance to pack stuff down and try to caution riders. There is a lot of ice underneath the snow and there's still going to be some hazards out there. So ride safely and enjoy the trail.
Tatro says snowmobilers spend a lot of money in Vermont's small towns, and even though the season may have gotten off to a slow start, he says the new snow will help to boost tourist trade for weeks to come. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
And in all, this week's snowstorm dumped more than 2 feet of snow in parts of Vermont. The National Weather Service says unofficial observations ranged from 30 inches in Mount Holly to 21 inches in Norwich and 18 inches in both Morrisville and Holland. Some parts of Vermont didn't see nearly as much snow. Just 6 inches were recorded in the Addison County towns of Orwell and Bridport. And finally, Vermont lawmakers are preparing to debate a bill to require employers to provide paid sick leave to their workers. And the issue is hitting close to home. A House committee heard recently from a statehouse cafeteria worker who said she had to come to work sick that day because she couldn't afford to take an unpaid day off and had to make some of the lawmaker sandwiches. The state is one of Vermont's largest employers of people who don't get the sick leave benefit. The change could cost the state up to $400,000 a year, and lawmakers are worried about where the money will come from. Turning to the Eye in the Sky forecast, Steve Molesky is here with the latest. He's at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury.
Good morning. The intense storm that bombed out over the western Atlantic is near western Nova Scotia this morning and continuing rapidly northeastward. A trailing upper-level disturbance will bring variable clouds and perhaps a few flurries to southern mountainous terrain this afternoon. Otherwise, just a few morning flurries with clearing skies expected tonight, along with gradually decreasing winds. The forecast for today, some scattered flurries across the northern mountains this morning, then decreasing clouds. Variable clouds south with scattered mountain snow showers, particularly in the afternoon. Highs 15 to 25, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, becoming mostly clear and quite cold. Lows 5 above to 10 below zero, except 0 to 15 below zero in the northeast and 5 below to 20 below zero in the Adirondacks. And northwest wind diminishing to less than 10 miles per hour, except to light and variable in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, Washington's birthday in the U.S., mostly sunny, highs in the teens north, 18 to 26 south. I'm Steve Molesky with an Eye on the Sky.